Get when you dissolve into a character, it's sweet, right? Only you can bring us that. Only you, as the actor, get to delve into another person's head and really feel that and make the audience come alive. And it's so much fun. Keep it going. Don't stop. Don't ever let anyone make you doubt being a performer, because it is such a special thing that you do. So thank you so much. My name is Casey Lloyd. Welcome to my podcast. What'd you do last week? Did you look at your peanut butter label and be like, am I ready for an agent? Do I need to do some more work? Do I need to go out and get some more credits? You know, all that jazz. It's important. It's important to make sure that you're ready for the agent, because they care about what package you're presenting, and that's what's going to get you the response for the meeting, right? Anywho, let's move on. I got a fantastic little share and review from one of my past students and a friend of mine, Pavel Varek. I just wanted to share that with you all. He posted on Facebook, check out my friend and great teacher, Casey Lloyd. Check it out, actor friends. Good info for you. Pavel, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much. Your review means a lot to me. And yeah, thanks. So this episode is going to drop November 24th, the day before Thanksgiving. And I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. Be healthy. Take care of yourselves. Have fun with your family and friends. Also be safe. We are still in this COVID event. So yeah, be safe, get vaccinated, you know. So the day after Thanksgiving is an interesting event, and it's something that's going to lead into the topic of this podcast. It is Black Friday here in the States. And I feel like that weird consumeristic holiday has probably bled into everywhere, sadly. I don't know. I have not kept track, nor do I really care. But what I do care about is on Black Friday, we go apeshit and spend a bunch of money on stuff. Now, as an actor, one of the key things to being successful as an actor is managing your finances. And if you're a young actor and you're coming into this and you're just starting out, please, please, please do not get yourself into debt like I did, because you'll have such a better go at it when you are not shackled down by a load of debt. As I'm recording this, I have still a good buttload of credit card debt. And I understand the irony of me trying to tell you all about being a successful actor and controlling your finances. And you know, it's one of those things, us as when you become an adult, you become rigid, right? You become stuck in your ways. And we're a weird species, human beings. We require getting kind of slapped in the face. We require a lot of pain to change, right? And I always had that mentality when it comes to my credit card debt of like, it's okay, I'll pay it off one day, the money will come. And that is like the same thing with your diet is, you know, I'll eat better the next day. I'll eat better the next day. I'll eat better the next day. If you don't keep track of it, it just snowballs and the day never really comes, because you're always getting more and more into the hole. As actors, we are required to basically be in training our entire lives, right? We have to take classes. And it's true though, because when you look at the best actors on screen and television, they are always in process. They are always training. And it is a lifelong craft. So it is a requirement to always be in training, always honing your skills and always getting better, because that's how those Academy Award-winning performances are made. So it's not all puppy dogs and rainbows as an actor, right? It's expensive. And then the payments don't always come consistently. You are an independent contractor. And so when the payments aren't coming consistently, but you have to consistently pay for acting classes and training in whatever kind of area that you want to be a performer in, that adds up. And if you are not tracking your finances, it makes it really hard to live in these big cities such as Los Angeles, New York. And so you have to keep track of that. One of the programs I use is Mint, which is an online software that keeps track of your stuff. I've heard that Quicken is even better. I haven't checked that out, but there's lots of different money management programs out there, and you have to keep track. It's similar to dieting. Like, if you're not keeping track of your calories, you're not going to lose the weight. You're not going to hold yourself accountable if you really don't know what's going on a regular basis. And you don't have to go wild and crazy and get super hyper A-type personality about this stuff, because that can cause you excess stress. And we know as actors, we got to be loose. We got to be relaxed. Relaxed is where the good performances come from. So can't freak out about this stuff. It's more about just being like 1% better every single week. So you really just got to figure out what are your habitual things that are causing you to fail financially. For myself, it's food. I'm a foodie. I also, when I get stressed or have a bad day, I want to go eat out. And if you're in the same boat, you know that eating out just is expensive, right? That starts just chipping away at my finances and also at my waistline. It goes against all the goals that I want. So I have to force myself every day and every week to try to eat in and just shop for my groceries. And I do enjoy cooking, but cooking takes time. And so it's obviously on a rough night, it's easier to just be like, you know what, let's just go out. And so those are the things that you can keep track of, and you need a self audit. That's really has helped my success, is trying to keep my food addiction of eating out under control. And it saves me so much cash, because then I can use that cash to pay off my debt, put it into savings, right? Savings is key. If you don't have a savings account, you have to start one. Here's my take on savings. If you don't want to go into debt, because debt makes you rigid and doesn't allow you to buy those acting classes that you want to take, then you need to prevent that, right? The way we prevent that is having a solid savings for emergency cases when, you know, things go awry, you get in a car accident, you know, you get sick, whatever. You have that backup savings, which allows you the flexibility not to use the cards. You can tell by this whole topic and by my voice, like, this is an important topic to me because I've been there for so long. The way you speak about yourself also isn't key. I used to always say, I'm just bad with credit cards. And that, I repeated that mantra. And guess what? What you say about yourself becomes your reality. So if I keep saying to myself and keep saying to other people out loud, I'm bad with credit cards, I'm going to continue to be bad with credit cards, because that is my inner monologue. Let's flip the script. Let's say when I talk to people about my debt, instead of saying I'm bad with credit cards, I speak to them and say, yeah, this year I'm focusing on getting rid of $10,000 worth of debt. I'm also only focusing on using my credit card in dire emergency situations or investments that I know are going to bring me money in the future, larger than that small investment I have to make with that card. Otherwise, I'm not using credit cards. When you say it in that way, you've gone from the opposite end of the spectrum of the negative to the positive. And therefore, now when you're speaking out loud, your inner monologue and your self monologue to others is, I'm going to kick this debt's ass and we're going to make it through this, right? Another way that I've been succeeding with my finances is I look at my life and I decide, right, I have to take training as an actor. So that's a requirement. My funds that I use for fun, I actually use for my training. So I am dead centered on finding acting classes, or I take a lot of movement-based stuff because I'm a movement artist. I do a lot of sword fighting. I do some parkour. I do some motion capture. And I find schools, classes, and instructors that I love the hell out of. And then it's like, that's what I enjoy. That's what I enjoy to spend my money on. So when I have to do my training and I spend money on those classes, not only does it not feel like I'm saving for something that I'm like an obligation for, it's like, hell yeah, I'm going to sword fighting class. I'm going to parkour. Yes, let's do this. And there's no feeling of like FOMO, right? Because as actors, we have to be better with our finances than any other person on the planet. We can't give this excuse anymore. Finances are so important. And so we have to be better at it than anyone else. And so I take pride now of like every time I make a payment, it's so satisfying. I'm getting high octane off of that. Love it. So your homework is audit your life, figure out where you can save money, start keeping track, and enjoy the process of making those payments, and enjoy the process you'll see over time of the freedom in your life as an actor that comes from it, the ability to take more classes or to have more time. Time is your most valuable asset. It is not money, right? As an actor, we need to be available for the auditions. We need to be available to do our scene study, to do the breakdowns, to network, to do our social media. There are so much time-sucking things as an actor that are required of you. You need the time. So sitting at a job where you're working for someone else for long, long, long hours, we need to get financially savvy where we don't need to do that. Capiche? Capiche. Anyways, that's it on finances. I feel like I've ranted enough. If you'd like to delve into this deeper, I am a life coach in the acting space. We can work on your goals specifically together. And you can find more about that by going to caseylloyd.com/coaching. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I truly appreciate it. Go make a financial plan. Rock it, because once you rock it, your life as an actor is going to become jello. What? I'm trying to mix that back into a Thanksgiving theme. Your life's going to become a bounteous, nice Thanksgiving meal, and it's going to feel good and better as an actor to keep track of your finances. And we're just losing it now. We're losing it. Have a great week. I will catch you next Wednesday. All right, guys. Peace.